one, you know. I really believe when a brother prayed this morning, you know, I was just thinking it was a powerful prayer. It was a right hook to the devil right at the start. Tell you. You know, and hit him at the start and hit him right. And it's over. Amen. And I tell you, I believe that. I believe a brother was inspired to pray this morning. And I tell you, that's what we need. God hears and answers prayer. Prayer is effective. Somebody said all we can do is pray. That's the best thing you can do.
Hallelujah.
God hears prayer.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, brother. Praise God. Isn't the Lord good?
Amen.
The Lord bless each one. Praise God. Just a couple of announcements in case I forget, but our brother John will be preaching one of the services next week. And I want to thank everyone this morning that's given for brother. He's going. We want to support him as he goes to Australia, America, New Zealand. Everywhere he goes, we want to be praying for him, supporting him financially and in prayer every way we can. And we're in it together, and the Lord's coming. And it's all about who we can get for him and how we can do it. Praise God. And we want to make every effort. Praise the Lord. Also brought this morning, you see at the back, there'll be tracts. The different wee selection of gospel tracts are stamps on the back to advertise our services. If you want to take some and give them out, whether it's at your work or somewhere, feel free to take as many as you want and hand them out, even if it's only one or two here and there. And somebody could get it and could see it. People could see it just by getting the tract.
Amen.
So we just appreciate that. Now next month, did I say next month this morning? Next month, because I'll get confused. It's next month, the 22nd of next month, we'll have Brother Keith Moccasin with us to preach on the Sunday services. Next month. Then, Brother Brian's coming in June. He's doing a trip round and he's able to come, and he's coming in June. So we're looking forward to all these meetings. Keep praying for the services that God will have his way. Praise God. Now, the Lord bless each one. Now, Sharon's, as most of you know, I think that she's had kidney stones and they're very painful, and she's to go for a test on her gallbladder as well on Tuesday, and the first doctor said that's what they thought was wrong at the start, and we just want to pray for the manicure, the doctors, everything, but Jesus is the healer.
Amen.
Appreciate all the doctors and nurses, and they don't get paid enough for what they're doing. It's a hard job. And but Jesus is ultimately the healer.
Amen.
And we're trusting on him. Praise God. Let us turn to the Word of God this morning, and I want to read from Acts 2. And I want you to talk about this morning the results of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I think I preached this maybe in our midweek services. I don't know if I've ever preached it on the Sunday, but I just felt led this morning to bring it, and I want to share a statement as well what the prophet of God made, and another saying that I have what another man of God made as well, a great man of God. And I believe these words, statements and words, but we're going to read verse 17 just for way of time. Acts 2 verse 17. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Let's read verse 38 and 39. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Heavenly Father, as we bow before you this morning, we thank you most of all for your precious, holy, infallible word. Unfailing words of promise. You're not a man that you should lie, even as we have heard. And Lord, you keep an eye on your own word. You watch over it to to perform it, and to bring it to pass. We ask in the name of Jesus that there will be a performance of your word amongst your people.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Lord, I pray you'll bless your word till our hearts this morning. And for all those that have need, those that's lost in secret, for prayer that's not known to others, I pray for them as well. You'll give them the miracle they need.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I take the Holy Ghost to help me. And I thank you that you do. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. God bless you. As many say that, praise God. This account in the book of Acts, you can read from chapter 1, chapter 2, right down through it. But just to give you a little history background briefly off it, before I really get into the message. Pentecost happened during the Feast of Weeks, the fourth of four great festivals, held annually in Jerusalem after the Passover, unleavened bread and first fruits. Historians tell us that these important events attracted over 150,000 people. And they say there was 120,000 of them from different nations and different languages, all under heaven. And they all came in the faith of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We know that, go over verse 5 of Acts 2. It is thought that as many as 120,000 different pilgrims came. What was happening, the people wondered, and they came running toward the sound. They were amazed when they heard the Spirit-filled believers speak in their own language. I want to say this morning that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is a supernatural endowment of power from Almighty God.
Amen.
It is not something you can achieve of yourself naturally. It is not something you can have by an educational learning. But it is a supernatural endowment of power from Almighty God Himself.
Amen.
When you receive this baptism, you will never ever have to ask the preacher, "Have I got it?"
Glory.
There is no way that you could get it and not know whether you have it or not.
Amen.
You will know when the Holy Spirit comes upon you,
hallelujah,
just like you would know if you put your hand in a red hot fire. That's how sure I am of what I'm talking about.
Amen.
It is so real. It is not salvation. You can be saved and not filled with the Holy Spirit. But the Bible says that the Spirit filling is essential. Jesus Himself talked about it. The apostles talk about it. And I'm going to talk about it.
Glory.
The power of Almighty God. It comes from heaven to make us effective Christians in our lives and in our ministry. Without the Holy Spirit, we're like a car with no turbo. Some other thing that would hardly pull you over the hill.
That's right.
But if you can take a standard straight engine and put the mechanics to it and the dynamics to it, and you can double the horsepower with very little done to it. And when the Holy Spirit comes in you, the Word of God says it gives you power.
Yeah.
Yes. Hallelujah. I thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The gifts of the Holy Spirit comes with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Joseph Smith, a great Pentecostal preacher, he was an old man just when I was a young fellow, but I did hear him once live on N on tape. He said that when he went for a pair of shoes, he never ever said to the man selling the shoes, "Give me tongues." What use would the tongues be? He wanted the shoes. He asked for the shoes, and when he got the shoes, the tongues was in them. Hallelujah! Because they're part of the shoes. And when you get the Holy Spirit, the nine gifts of the Holy Ghost come with the Holy age was considered normal for all believers. The baptism of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament church was normal. Today, it's not classed as normal. They want to know, do you talk with tongues in your assembly? Down there, they'll say. They won't even call it the assembly. You see that wee place, and it's always wee place. You see the wee place, you go tell it. Do they talk in tongues? Do they do this? Do they do that? Well, you see the big place, you go tell it. It might have a big steeple and a big spire on it, but it might be dead. Because of the Holy Ghost not in it, it is dead anyhow. And the Word of God said they have a name, they live, but they are dead. I want to tell you that this New Testament church was a living, moving manifestation of the Holy Ghost church with the power of God on it. And we need to be the same. The message we say we believe in these last days when the Spirit of Elijah came, it is to turn our hearts back to the original apostolic faith. Yes. We cannot say we believe that if we deny the Pentecostal experience and the gifts of the Holy Ghost. We're contradicting what we claim we believe. But I believe in this morning that it has turned our hearts, and I believe the Word of God to be true. I want to read you, and I haven't even gotten the message yet. This is just a warm-up. I want to read you this from a super sign the message is called. I want somebody to put your finger on a scripture and show me where he took it out. Where he took it back from the church. Show me it in the Bible. It's a super sign to the believers that we pass from death unto life because we feel the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We feel the Holy Spirit. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You can feel you're sick, can't you? Well, why not be able to feel the Holy Ghost then? Amen? Brother, it's not feelings. It might not be, but it feels good. And over here in Ireland, we have a saying, it's better felt than telt. And I tell you, it sure feels good when the Holy Ghost comes on your flesh. And all we need it to come on it. Somebody says, I don't know. The Word of God says it will come on all. Sensation that people have forgot any sensation. That's the truth. But I tell you something, we know that we can't face everything and feeling, but I'll tell you something, when God touches you, you'll know it in your body. You will physically feel it. I was working, there's a widow woman, we do her garden sometimes, me and another fella, and we were working there this week doing her garden. And she was even surprised we got with the weather conditions. But her husband, excuse me, they're Pentecostal, by the way, these people. Her husband was told he would die. They said he'd not live, he had a heart condition, he wouldn't live, he had cancer all through him, he had multiple injuries, he was bald, he was a policeman and he was in a ball. And God touched him many times. And one night, while he was sleeping, he suddenly woke and he wakened his wife and he shouted out, he says, I'm healed. She says, how do you know? He says, there's a bolt like electricity went clean through me and God has healed me. And he was healed.
Amen. Glory.
That's what our God's able to do. He felt it and he knew.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you, the power of God's real. Absolutely real. Because we feel the Holy Ghost and see it working in our lives and changing us from what we were to what we are now. Amen. He arose from the dead. Thank God.
Amen.
I tell you, God put it in His Word. It's not taken out. No man's authority to remove it. No man's authority to take it out. It is the Word of God. I read deliberately Acts 2 verse 39. The promise is to you, to your children, to them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. If you're saved, God called you. So the promise is to you. The Holy Ghost is to you. You can have the baptism of the Holy Spirit because God says so. Hallelujah. Somebody says, I've never. this, if you are sincere enough and wait on God, He will fill you. There's many ways to be filled. I'm going to try and show you that this morning. If I don't get excited, you know.
Amen.
Amen. Is it all right if I get excited about it?
Amen.
I used to run around churches, never.
Amen.
You know, slow down a bit. I'm going to have to give myself a shake again.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Glory.
That's
right.
I tell you, we need life. Philip's And they were baptized right in the name of Jesus Christ. Now here's one. They were baptized in the right way and still have not got the Holy Ghost. But they were ready for it. Verse 17, and they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you, the Holy Ghost come on them.
Yes.
They knew it.
Glory.
And you can read on. Read on what it says. Well, there's a lot of people who would love to take some of these verses out, but you better not do it.
Amen.
Just better leave it for sure.
Right.
Verse 18, and when Simon saw that through the laying on of hands of the apostles, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered the money. I tell you, he thought he could buy it, but you cannot buy it.
Amen.
I tell you, you cannot buy the blessing.
Yes.
God says he gives it freely. Come without money.
That's right.
That's the word of God.
Amen.
Now if you look down to chapter 9 and you look at Saul of Tarsus, how he received the Holy Ghost next night, and a brother Andrew preached when he was here, who would ever pick Saul? Who would have picked Saul? In Acts chapter 9. Nobody would have picked them.
Right.
He held the coat of those that stoned Stephen. He was against the Christians.
Yes.
Now look at Acts chapter 9 verse 10. And there were certain disciples of Damascus named Ananias. To him the Lord said in the vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, verse 11, arise and go into the street which is called Straight. I love that there.
Glory.
I could preach a sermon on that. Get to the place called Straight.
Amen.
Come off Crooked Street.
Yes.
And get on Straight Street.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Don't keep going round the roundabout. Come off it.
Glory. Yes.
You'll see the flashing sign. Follow it.
Glory.
And come off the roundabout.
Amen.
And get on Straight Street. Hallelujah. Where am I taking you? Tell the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Glory. And inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. And he's seen in the meeting a man named Ananias coming in. So Ananias has been visited by God to say go. And Paul's praying and God's visited him to say he's coming. God was working on both ends.
Yes.
Are you hearing me? The Lord is working on both ends. And here he has authority from the priest. And he goes on to tell God all about this. Verse 15. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he's a chosen vassal unto me. Amen. To bear my name before the Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And then Ananias goes on right down. Verse 17. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on said, brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou comest, has sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Now hold on a moment. I want you not to miss this bit. Saul has met with the Lord himself, and he's still having the baptism.
Yes, sir.
You getting that?
Yes.
Is that clear?
Yes.
People say, I'm saved and I don't need the Holy Ghost. Who can say they met with Jesus like that? Mm-hmm. The pillar fire physically.
Yes.
Saul did.
Amen.
And he blinded them. The light was so bright he fell on his horse blinded. And he couldn't see somebody to lead him. Is that right?
Yes.
He had such an experience with Jesus that he fell on the horse blinded. And he still hasn't
says, the devil's got amongst you to split this. He says, I thank the Lord I don't baptize any of
this. Amen. And he shows you can get the Holy Ghost without water, but if you obey the scriptures and you're baptized, you can get it as well.
Yes.
So you can't make it a doctrine and throw people out.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I tell you, isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? Why did Jesus not just fill them? Well, he could have done it.
Yes.
This was for a reason, to, so that Ananias and these others would know this man's chosen. This is why God done these things.
Amen.
This man is chosen. Now there's a great preacher, and I won't mention his name because I think a lot of him, but I don't agree with him on the Holy Ghost. But he took this book of Acts and he made one mess of it. And he ran in a certain place, for the Holy Spirit was withheld from them from a certain time. But he never ever saw this verse. It would have confused him if he had. The Holy Spirit then withheld from Paul, Saul here. You see, he went with his intellect and not the Word of God. And what he was doing, he was proving that we no longer need the baptism of the Holy Spirit like they did. And we don't need tongues and we don't need the gifts of the Spirit. And that's what he preached, and he said bad things about it. But he was wrong. And I don't care how good a preacher he was. I'm not here to ridicule him. He done Philip's part. Let me say it like that. But he never had this part. Couldn't see it. The Holy Spirit, I tell you, if Paul the Apostle had met with Jesus, would you agree with me?
Yes.
If Paul met with Jesus and saw the pillar of fire, needed the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we need it.
Right.
We need it.
That's right.
If he needed it. And we are no better than Paul. Amen. Somebody said Paul was terrible. Every one of us was.
That's right.
All of us were sinners.
Oh,
and we needed the Lord.
Right.
Now, go up to chapter 10 of Acts. Now we can clearly see the Holy Ghost can be received by laying on of hands, by anointed men, but there's other ways it can be given. You can also receive it without anybody touching you, anyone praying for you.
Amen.
I want you to see that. Because some people made the mistake that that's the only way they get it. It's not.
Yes, amen.
You can get it like that.
Yes.
But there's other ways as well. Look at Acts 10. Acts 10 verse 44. While Peter yet speak these words,
amen,
the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word.
Amen.
So as they heard the word, the Holy Spirit, and again, I want you to notice the word fell.
Yes.
It didn't say that it gently touched them. If something falls on you, you'd know it, wouldn't you? If you fell down, you'd know it. And when the Holy Spirit falls on you, you'll know it. There's no way you can't know it. How many will agree with me? You could have somebody praying a meeting, it's good prayer, but then you could have somebody else praying, the Spirit falls on them and you know it. Then they pray in a way they couldn't have prayed. But the Spirit helps them. That's the Word of God. And how we need that today. Verse 45. And they were off the circumcision which believed and were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. For they heard them speak with tongues. Take it out of the Bible. I won't do it. But some people would. Tongues is everywhere here. Isn't it? Now we're not saying everybody must speak in tongues, because another scripture says they spoke in tongues and prophesied. There's nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. But bless your heart, if God gives you the Holy Spirit, like I told you about the shoes, then gifts are there. You could operate one. You just need to yield to the Holy Ghost, and it'll happen. Amen? And if you really want tongues, God will give you them. I believe that. I never really set out to pray for tongues, but yet I do speak with tongues. And I speak a lot with tongues myself. But I never ever set out and said, Lord, let me do that. I never did it like that. I just sought for the Holy Spirit. That's what I wanted. I knew what Joseph Smith said was true. Tongues was in them. Was in the shoes. It came with the Holy Ghost. I tell you, the Holy Spirit's wonderful.
Amen.
You realize
Jesus says, I am going away. In John 14, but I am sending you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever in my name. The Holy Spirit's here. It's the office of the Holy Spirit. There's three offices: the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit's here. He's working. He's moving. He's continuing the ministry of Jesus on. The ministry of Jesus has never changed. The power of Jesus has never changed. And His message has never changed. Now I want to say this, and I want to emphasize this. Don't condemn somebody if they don't just see it, that they need it like that. If they're preaching the gospel and people's getting saved, that's a part they're doing. That's God. How many agrees with me here?
Amen.
But it doesn't do away with this other part.
Amen.
That if you want to go on further, there's further to go.
All right.
Baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
I tell you, look at this. And they answered, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized but to receive the Holy Ghost as well as we? And He commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord, and they prayed Him to tarry certain days. Isn't it wonderful? So we see people got baptized in water. Then they got the Holy Spirit. Then we see people got the Holy Spirit. Then they got baptized in water. Now, baptizing water, Scripture, we're to do it. We're commanded to do it. Jesus commanded us in John, Matthew 28, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth in his baptized shall be saved.
Amen.
Baptize him in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And the Father's name is the Lord, and the Son is Jesus, and the anointed Christ.
Yes, amen.
Amen. That's how we're to do it. What question did Paul ask the disciples in Ephesus here in Acts chapter 19? And we're all in Acts mostly. In Acts chapter 19, he said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? I was preaching in it. I won't say where, but you can guess. A lot of the places I preached. And I named the name of what they are. Has everybody kept that? And I said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they looked at me like a two heads. But a lot of them came for it. Because they didn't know the horror or not. And so many people, young people, I've saw it, I've traveled a lot, I've saw it, they don't know if they have the Holy Spirit or not. And the minister comes through and they want to ask him and he gives him a quote. No, let's be honest about it, brothers, and I'm not going to pussyfoot over this. Paul, the apostle, and John and Peter didn't fiddle about. They explained away the power of God. William Branham didn't either.
Yes.
William Branham never fiddled about. They explained away the power of God. But a bunch of Methodists came to him once, and they're good people, by the way. And they wanted the Holy Spirit, and he told them, line up against the wall, and he prayed, and the Holy Ghost came in every one of them, and every one of them spoke in tongues.
All right.
You don't hear them quoting that one.
No.
But they'll quote to you, just believe it, and you've got it. Well, that's not all he said. That's a few phrases of what he said. But if you read all of it, it says the life of Jesus Christ manifesting and living in you. Because when the Holy Spirit comes on you, there's a life comes on you.
Amen.
That life that comes on you, the Holy Spirit, it comes into your flesh, your life.
Amen.
It fills you.
Amen.
It baptizes you.
Amen.
And it's wonderful. Oh, how we need the Holy Ghost. I believe that with all my heart.
Amen.
We need the Holy Spirit. I tell you, when you read of the revivals, I was reading the other day, and this brother was saying, he says, remember, but there was a constant 24-hour prayer. There was a group that did 3-hour shifts of prayer, and they switched, and another group did the next 3 hours, and they shifted, and another group did the next 3 hours. I tell you, if we were to say we're going to pray here for 3 hours, it would be hard. That's revival.
Yes.
when people would come home from work and go straight to the meeting, and they wouldn't even get home to all the hours of the morning. And I read of one for the man just sat in the armchair, he's too late to go to bed. And he went to work the next day, and the thing that people couldn't believe was he wasn't bad. That's the Spirit of God.
Amen.
If you do it without the Spirit of God, it'll wear you out. I've heard so many preachers tell me over the years, I'm exhausted, I'm tired, I'm wore out. I went to one church, the pastor was worn to pieces. But when the Holy Spirit fell,
right.
I can tell you of one church I went to, there was 500 in it. In Africa, in Mishingo, brothers passed on now to be with the Lord. That brother told me, he said, Brother Tom, my phone never stopped. He says, I never got a minute. Problems here and problems, everybody's problems. They thought the pastor can fix everything. Well, they can't. But when the Holy Spirit came, phone calls near all stopped. The power of God come on them. And God began to work amongst them.
Amen.
And that church went out into the nearby. That's the church we bought the tent for. You know, they won a lot of people to the Lord.
Amen.
They went into places that others didn't go. And there's one wee fella, I bought him a suit of clothes. He used to lie out beside a well for 3 days, not even a bite of food. He had no money. And preach the gospel. Mm-hmm. They've seen people delivered.
Amen.
That's the power of God. Now, I know people say, I know they say, we can't have it today. Well, that's a lie to start with. I'll tell you that right now.
Amen.
That's a lie.
Absolutely.
Because this word says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
If he done it once, he can do it again.
Amen.
I was listening 1961 this week. William Branham continually says, if he done it once, he can do it again.
Amen.
Anything.
For
that strike of infant, anything, he can raise the dead.
Amen.
He can open the blinded eyes.
That's right.
He can make the lame to walk.
Absolutely.
He can raise the cripples.
Thank you, Jesus.
Our God is able.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you, I believe Brother Ewell and Bobby saw it. I never saw it all, but I heard the testimony for this. Man had to go to hospital, he was dying with cancer. And one of the nurses wanted to pray for him, is that right, brother? And a group came and prayed for him, and God completely delivered him from
Amen.
It.
Amen.
And he's still preaching the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. Amen? They told him he wouldn't last. Jack Cole stood on this platform here, 26 years after they'd opened him up, and closed him again, and they said, you'll not last 3 months. And he's soon here preaching. 26 years later. That's the power of God.
Amen.
Our God can do anything.
Amen.
I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. It's a shame that how groups have watered it away. And they've made it all intellectual when it's not intellectual. It is an experience separate from salvation. It is an experience of an enduement of power of the Holy Spirit. And it's so real.
Yeah.
Praise God. And I'm closing. Just 2 more minutes and I will close. How did Paul himself say? He spoke in tongues. And that's Corinthians. And our brother put it up so you don't have to turn. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 8. I thank God I speak with tongues more than you all. Paul wasn't against tongues. I could read you. And I'm closing this because I don't want to keep going on. But I could read you and tell you. And I heard it this week and I read it. William Branham went to preach in this place. And as he was coming in, he never even got to the front. They were worshipping and praising God and praying, and he came in, and as he came in, he said this man went off like a shotgun in tongues. And he went through the message and he finished the message, and then another person fell on them. They went off. Thus saith the Lord, Spirit of Elijah's come amongst you this morning and declared to them, as John the Baptist run for on the first coming of Jesus Christ, there is one here this morning amongst you, and his ministry shall forerun the second coming of Jesus Christ. And he said he got a hold of them, and he said, do you know me? No. Do you know me? the Holy Spirit amongst us. Let's stand our feet this morning. Praise God. And I'm not going to ask nobody forward anything like that. I'm just going to pray and the brother's going to come and the wee ones, everything. But I just want to tell you, so that you know God can give you it. When the Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost, I was in the front room in my mother's house. And I can guarantee you, I know I was filled.
Yes.
God changed me.
Amen.
I was saved. I was saved, but I had things in my life I couldn't stop doing. Habits, bad habits, I couldn't quit. I tried to quit them. I did my best, but I couldn't do it. And I would keep falling and falling to habits. And I went and closed myself in with the Lord. And when He filled me, that power that would overcome me was broken.
Amen.
And Jesus set me free.
Amen.
And those habits were broken, completely broken.
Amen.
And I remember several months later thinking, here they have no power over me no more. And they didn't have.
Amen.
And any time that anything ever tries to come back, and it will try, you have still that freedom. And don't forget the Lord's delivered you. Don't go back. Keep looking forward to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you, God is real.
Thank you.
Do you believe it this morning?
Amen.
Let's close our eyes this morning. I want you to believe who you are. The Holy Spirit's so real. Nobody can make it happen. But if we are sincere and come right, God will do it. God will do it. He's promised to do it.
Amen.
He's promised to do it. If you would say, brother, I need help this morning, will you lift your hand to the Lord? I'm going to pray for you. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. 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 You believe God.
Yes.
Believe God. Believe. And when I pray, I want you and yourself to say, Lord, will you fill me with the Holy Spirit? Will you let it come on me? Let it fall on me, Lord.
Jesus.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for the clarity of Scripture concerning the outpouring and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I believe your word. Lord, even though the critics are against it and many preachers are against these things, I believe it this morning. Lord, I know it's the truth. Father, I pray for the hands that sincerely raised. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, let the power of the Holy Spirit fall upon them.
Amen.
Break every fetter that tries to hold them.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Lord, a habit, something, Lord, that tries to come back, let it be broke in Jesus Christ's name. And let the Holy Spirit come all over your people.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, fill us afresh, every one of us, with the power of the Holy Ghost. Give us a mighty visitation. The mighty outpouring. Let your Spirit come in our flesh and our bodies and in your souls in such a way that everything will go out, Lord. Fill every fiber of our beings with the Holy Ghost and power. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, we are looking to you that you'll confirm your word with signs and wonders and divers miracles in the name of thy holy child Jesus. Lord, if there's any that's not saved listening in or even in this service, your word's clear and it's plain that if you shall call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. Lord, grant deciding grace that people, men and women, boys and girls, will call on the name of the Lord. Pray for a wife, you'll touch her from the crown of her head. Lord, to the soles of her feet, Satan, you're alive. You are alive. Come against you in the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the blood of Jesus. I rebuke you in your works, you filthy devil, in Jesus' name. I come against every demonic power, every unclean devil, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray that every power of the enemy will be broken, and the power of the Holy Ghost will come afresh on your people. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh God, visit us, I sincerely pray. Bless your word now, bless the children as they come. Bless the song leader, bless the musicians, and have your way in every one of our lives in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless each one.
And your brother comes.
Let us sing this praise, God.